it's very easy to accidentally fall into the belief that what we're experiencing now is the same thing that has been experienced before throughout history, you know, because history does repeat itself, or at least it rhymes, as they say. And you might think, okay, we're going to go through a currency collapse, and it's possible that you believe that it's going to be just like other currency collapse events throughout history, but it isn't. This time really is different because of the scale of it. The magnitude of the global debt is unprecedented. And the same thing is true in many other areas that are worth considering. For example, demonic possession. We have a lot of demonic influence and infestation, possession, and then what's called perfect possession. And it has never been this large before in the history of our known civilization. We've never had, you know, this many demons coming out all at once. It's never been this obvious. You know, we've never had child grooming predators just overtly in the schools, you know, dressed up like demons and their teachers and counselors and so on. You know, we've never had abortionists before just screaming publicly how much they'd love to kill babies. So that's all new. That's never happened before in known history. I mean, okay, you might say, well, back in the Old Testament, there were times where parents were sacrificing their children to Moloch and so on. But even then, those parents, they were saddened by it. They didn't celebrate it. They thought that they were supposed to sacrifice to Moloch in order to earn some kind of favor from, you know, their what they thought was God, which was, of course, a deception. But they weren't happy about killing their children, whereas today, these leftists and Democrats, they are thrilled with it. They enjoy killing babies. So I don't think we've ever seen that expressed in this way before in history. Now, at the same time, we've never seen the level of incompetence and stupidity that we see today with the Biden administration and the leaders of Europe, the leaders of Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. Just the low IQ, cognitive, retarded nature of these so-called leaders is unprecedented. I mean, yes, we've had evil administrations in the past. You know, we lived through the Bill Clinton administration and the George Bush administration and the Barack Obama. But at least in those administrations, people weren't stupid. They were evil, but they were intelligent. They knew about world events. They understood geopolitics. They understood human nature quite a bit, and they used that to manipulate people. So yes, they were incredibly evil, but they weren't stupid. Today, they're just stupid. You see all these leaders of Germany and France and the UK, they're the dumbest people imaginable, and then Joe Biden makes them look brilliant in how dumb he is. So again, unprecedented. We've never seen it like this in human history. And while we've had famine, food shortages, and droughts, and all kinds of logistics problems throughout history, we've never before had the globalists of the world combine their forces to deliberately take down the human population. That's all new. Also, this is a war against humanity being waged by globalists. And you might think, you know, has this ever happened before? No. I mean, there's been wars to gain political power, you know, domestic wars, like, let's say, the rise of Stalin or the rise of Mao or the rise of Pol Pot or whatever. But it wasn't a coordinated global effort to exterminate the entire human race. That's what we're facing now. So yes, this is different. This is wildly different. And that's why humanity, for the most part, can't handle what they're seeing. They are in a state of disbelief. This is why the oblivious masses remain oblivious. They can't grasp what's happening because this was never taught to them in history. This has never happened before. And it is biblical, and it's something that, you know, is very likely you're never going to see this happen again. So these kinds of events are end times. These aren't cycles of history. It's the end of history as we know it. That's what people aren't yet grasping. And you see this when economists say, oh, we might go into a recession. No. It's not going to be a recession. It's going to be a collapse of the fiat debt currencies of the world. it won't be a recession. It will be an obliteration of the economy as we know it today. It won't be, oh, we might lose some seats in the upcoming congressional election. No, we're talking about the end of the United States empire as we know it. That's going to happen in the next couple of years. The USA will cease to exist, at least as currently structured. And it's hard to blame people for not grasping this because, you know, how do you understand this when it's never happened in your life? This is so far outside the life experience of anybody living today. This is far beyond the Great Depression, far beyond World War II, far beyond the Cold War, the Vietnam War, or any drought, any food famine situation. This is so far beyond all of that, that frankly, the vast majority of people are cognitively incapable of grasping what is happening. They just can't see it. And that's why it's so dangerous. That's why it can happen so quickly. Just overnight, boom, you can lose your economy. Like Sri Lanka. Overnight, you can have no energy. Overnight, no food. Overnight, no transportation, no medicine, no government, no commerce, nothing. And it can happen to us. And in fact, if something doesn't change, it will happen to us. So the typical person will never be able to grasp it even as it happens, because it is beginning. But as it accelerates and the food in the stores is increasingly scarce and prices are through the roof and the currency collapses and there's increasing social chaos, even when that happens, they still won't recognize it. They'll just think that it's some kind of aberration, but we'll get back to normal if people would just calm down. We'll just get back to normal. There's no going back to normal because we're so far beyond the envelope of normal that normal has been shattered and it can't be glued back together. You know, it's like Humpty Dumpty. Seriously, the supply chains, the logistics, the complexities of modern society are already shattered and you can't put it back together again, just like Humpty Dumpty. So understand you're up against a psychological barrier in the minds of the people around you who are incapable of grasping what's happening. At the same time, you're up against all of the physical things happening, you know, the food scarcity, the collapse of the currency, the inflation, increasing crime, social unrest, you know, World War III, nuclear Armageddon, if that happens, all these things, you've got multiple challenges to deal with. And that's part of my job is to help you navigate all of this, give you the information, give you encouragement, and help you gain the practical knowledge and skills that will get you through this so that you don't become a victim of it. And I believe everything that we're seeing is survivable. I believe we can make it through. In fact, if you're prepared, it's not that difficult. I don't mean to downplay the severity of it, but it is very survivable if you've got preparedness and the right resources and you don't live in the cities and so on. So keep listening to my podcast. I'm going to do my best to help you stay informed and prepared and help you survive all of this. You can also watch my videos at prepwithmike.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Take care.